All right, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Healing Your Inner Child, Addressing the Root Cause. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let's be real, life can get pretty spicy sometimes, right? We all experience anger, it's a natural human emotion. But what happens when that fire starts burning out of control? When those fiery moments turn into raging infernos, disrupting our relationships, careers, and peace of mind. That's where we come in today. We're diving deep into the world of anger management, not just to tame the beast, but to understand its roots and find peaceful resolutions. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions, suddenly catapulted into a rage over something that seems utterly insignificant? You know that feeling when your simmering frustration boils over, leaving you wanting to throw things or at least yell really loudly? Trust me, I've been there. We've all been there. Today, we're going to unpack 5 key takeaways that can help us not just manage anger, but truly heal it. Number 1. Recognize your triggers. It's like having a personal cheat sheet for emotional outbursts. What sets you off? Is it traffic jams? A misplaced phone charger? Identifying those triggers is the first step towards taking control, because once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies to avoid them or cope with them effectively. Number 2. Pause before reacting. This one's a game changer. Imagine your anger as a wave crashing down on you. Instead of being swept away by the current, take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and observe those feelings without judgment. You can even try a little mental mantra like, "I am calm, this feeling will pass." Number 3. Communicate constructively. We've all been in heated arguments where words get thrown around like weapons. Instead of resorting to insults or blame, focus on expressing your needs and feelings calmly and respectfully. Use I statements instead of you statements, which can come across as accusatory. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try, "I feel stressed when we're running behind schedule." Number 4. Practice self-care. It might sound simple, but taking care of yourself physically and emotionally is crucial for managing anger. Get enough sleep, eat healthy foods, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. When you're feeling good about yourself, you're less likely to lash out when things get tough. And finally, number 5. Seek professional help if needed. Sometimes, anger can be a symptom of deeper underlying issues. If you find yourself struggling to manage your anger on your own, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They can provide you with the tools and support you need to overcome anger challenges and live a more peaceful life. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, inching along at a snail's pace, your frustration bubbling over like a pot on high heat. Every beep of a horn, every impatient driver cutting you off fuels the fire. Your heart is pounding, your hands are clenching on the steering wheel, and you're ready to unleash a verbal tirade worthy of Shakespeare's greatest tragedies. But then remember our key takeaways. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that this too shall pass, and choose to turn down the volume on your internal monologue. Instead of reacting with anger, you use your mental mantra. "I am calm." You practice some mindfulness exercises, visualizing a serene oasis in your mind, and eventually, the traffic starts to move. You arrive at your destination feeling calmer and more composed, ready to tackle the day with grace. All right, everyone, let's recap. Today, we learned about recognizing triggers, pausing before reacting, communicating constructively, practicing self-care, and seeking professional help when needed. Remember, managing anger isn't about suppressing it, it's about understanding its roots and finding healthy ways to express and release those emotions. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies do you use to manage your anger? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And as always, remember to be kind to yourselves, practice self-compassion, and never stop healing your inner child. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.